Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We do thank the Lord for this day. We thank him for life, for help, and for strength. We thank him for his loving kindness and all of his tender mercies that he keeps bestowing on us. We thank him for all of the activities of our limbs, for being in our right mind, for being able to get on the line today. Glory to God for Sunday school. Hallelujah. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. Virtual Sanctuary Line. Hallelujah. And we are having Sunday school today. Glory to God. We thank God for being able to have a line to get on, to have Sunday school, so that we can learn the Word of God. Hallelujah. And encourage one another in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for all the activities of our limbs. We thank you for being able to get on the line together on one accord. Hallelujah, to learn your word, oh God, to be empowered even the more. Glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah, for Apostle Asia Hurd and Bishop Isaac Hurd, our leaders, the founder, hallelujah, founder and overseer over Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We thank you for making this day available to us. We thank you for making this line available to us so that we can learn. Hallelujah, we can sit and sup together and learn your word. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for our Sunday school lesson on today. Our lesson is God provides judges to help Moses. Again, our subject title: God provides judges to help Moses. Glory to God. Our lesson text is coming from Exodus, the 18th chapter, verses 13 through 26. God provides judges to help Moses. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who's joining me on the Sunday school line this morning?
Latasha. Praise God. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sister Latasha. Will you be able to hear me read this morning?
Sure, no problem. Exodus 18, verse what?
Uh-huh. Starting from verse 13, and we're going to read 13 through 26.
Okay, it says Exodus chapter 18, verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the status of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away in both thou and this people, and that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to God, Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do." You said to 26?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, verse 21. "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easy for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace." So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? For the Sunday school lesson on today, glory to God. And our subject title again is "God Provides Judges to Help Moses." Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Lord sees that we need help, and he gives us people to see that we need help. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, that we have some bold soldiers sometimes that say, "Hey, you know what? It looks like that's a little bit too much for you," you know. And I even asked the Lord, I said, "You know, when you first told Moses to go to Egypt, and he was complaining that he stuttered and he couldn't talk, you send his brother Aaron with him. What happened to Aaron? You know, what was Aaron when it came down to doing all this judging?" So that's just me with my hypothetical thinking and talking to the Lord. You know, the inquisitive mind wants to know what happened, who left here, my God. And then I like the extra scriptures that they give us, and I don't know if anybody else go read those scriptures, but I do. I just get so much joy out of reading the Word of God and then to see what the Lord himself is doing. But Jethro was Moses' father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And when Moses, when he ran away from Egypt, because we know that he was in he was a what do they call him, a priest, okay, because he was the woman of God had pulled him out of the water and she had raised him as her child. But after he killed someone, then he had to leave. So he ended up going to where Jethro was. He didn't know Jethro. He was just going. But he fell in love with Zipporah, and he married her and had children with her, and he worked for his father-in-law for 40 years. Now, can you imagine being around somebody for 40 years? You know, you think you really know them. I've been hanging with you for 40 years. I know a little something about you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he was a stranger, of course, when he first showed up, but they learned each other over the years. So Jethro was bringing Zipporah and the kids back to Moses. And he had heard about all of the things that God had did for the children of Israel after they had left Egypt. And Jethro was excited about it. Can you imagine? Like he said, because nobody knew God. Nobody knew him. But then when you start getting to know him and how awesome he is, how he done fed people in the wilderness, he gave a manna from heaven, my God.
Hallelujah.
He gave them, manna, glory to God. He fed them day, he fed them at night. They didn't have to go and toil and work and kill nothing. All they had to do was just rise up and go get it. Glory to God. He done did all these things. And then last week we read how he gave them water. Hallelujah. Out of a rock. Hallelujah. So actually that was the week before them. And then last week they had to fight the Amalekites. And then he made them victorious. They had to do a little work on that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God was always there, providing. Glory to God. So it says today God provides judges, but God has been providing ever since he told Moses to go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen. Okay, it ain't time for you to preach, so I'm calm down. Glory to God. Okay, so today's aim. And I did hear someone else get on the line. Who else do we have in Sunday school with us this morning? Well, bless God, Sister Natasha. We will keep on. And it says, today's aim, to clearly understand God's direction through Jethro regarding delegation of responsibilities. To see that God's work done in God's way has God's support, which leads to success. And the application is to seek God's direction in any task he sets before us. Amen. To seek his direction. If he tells us to do something, then we will need to find out which way do I go. Where do you want me to start? Amen. So we know that Jethro was Moses' father-in-law. And he brought Moses' wife and their children to Moses. And when he got there, Moses had the people standing from morning to evening because he was the only judge. There was nobody else there to judge. And that's why I asked the question earlier, what happened to Aaron? But anyway, so Jethro made some suggestions to Moses that would make it much easier for him to judge the people and not wear himself out and kill his own self. when you're standing from all day long. First off, you're sitting down, but you got the people standing all day long. So he asked the question, what is this that you do to the people? And he told them that the people come and ask about things. They inquire him what they may do and stuff like that. But thank God that he allowed Jethro to come when he did and to give him insight to show him how to not work so hard. You know, in the corporate world, they used to teach us to work smarter and not harder. And when I say that, they would ask us to think out of the box, to come up with some ideas to make things work better for us on our job, okay? And then we didn't have to be redundant. We don't have to keep going back over the same old thing. So Jethro broke everything down to Moses. You need to just find you some people out of your people that will lead your people and let them do some of the things that you were doing. Delegate. And it's okay to delegate. I know Apostle Herrick delegates all the time. She will ask anybody. Once she find out who's on the line, she might need somebody to read the scripture. She might need somebody to pray. Amen. She might need somebody to do altar calling. Because I'm not trying to do everything by myself. I'm not trying to prove nothing to nobody. All I need to do is prove myself to God. And I need to be humble even when I do that. All of us do. We need to be humble and listen. Because, you know, everybody don't know everything. We can all still learn something from somebody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I listen to kids. I watch what they say. Yes, I do. If they can't talk, I watch their action. That's why I was able to raise my children. That's how I knew when they wasn't feeling good, when they couldn't talk, but they were steady crying. And after I birthed them and all of that, and they were still crying, and glory to God, and then I do something to help them relieve the gas and stuff out their stomach, then they start feeling a little bit better. Then I knew that was the right thing to do. So the next time, shoot, when that came up again, I would say, well, I know what to do now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And then when that one time, LaShonda, which is my oldest girl, she was, I guess she was like 2 or 3, and she had a real high fever. And she was just burning up, and I was just crying. I said, baby, I will cry. My baby was burning up. I could not get her to stop crying. I gave her baby aspirin. She did not stop crying. And I got her to the hospital, and they put her in a tub of water. Tub of cold water. Let her play in that water. Man, I said, about an hour, the fever gone now. They done gave her toys and stuff to play with while she was in there. So the next time that happened, do you think I ran after to the hospital? No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I went in my bathroom and ran some warm water in my tub, and I put her in there.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we learn. And Moses had to learn, and thank God he trusted Jethro. Why do we think he trusted Jethro?
Maybe because he was much older, more experienced.
That's probably one of the reasons. Mm-hmm.
Moses also worked up under Jethro for 100 years when he flees from Egypt, when he had killed the Egyptian, and
yes,
he married Jethro's wife, Zipporah.
Mm-hmm.
He worked up under Jethro in his house. His wife was a shepherdess, and Moses began to take on her duties and help her with her duties and tending the sheep. And so he had to respect Jethro and his, you know, how he was. He got to be with Jethro closely for about 100 years before he returned to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel from slavery.
Okay. Well, yeah, the 40 years he worked up under him, so he felt like he could trust Jethro.
Amen.
Amen. And then he knew Jethro knew how to run things. He ran his house before Moses ever got there. Amen. He ran his own house. Thank God. So now Moses has gotten some instruction from Jethro. And I believe the Lord approved of the instructions that he got from him. Amen. And Sister Latasha had already read for us, Apostle. Glory to God, because I know this is a long lesson. I wanted to get into those scriptures. I would like to go to Numbers 11 and read Numbers 11 and 11 through 17.
Okay. You want to go through Numbers 11, 11 through 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Numbers 11, 11 through 17, KJV, and the reading of the word of God goes as this: And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child unto the land which thou sweareth unto their fathers? When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep not, for they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee, and I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone.
Amen.
Word of God is blessed.
Yes, I got it. Man, that word is so awesome. Can you see that? Moses, you know, we talked about it weeks and weeks ago, how they was acting like they wanted to stone him to death. He talked to the Lord and said, these people act like they want to kill me. They chiding, they complaining, they grumbling, they griping. My God. And then so we're hearing Numbers. He said, did I have them? What are you doing? What do you give me all these people for? I didn't make them no promises. These are your kids. These are your people. In essence, that's what he was saying. This is too much for me to bear. Just let me die. And sometimes people feel like that. My God, you know, hallelujah. So the Lord had mercy. Glory to God. Had mercy on Moses. And now come on over here. I want to tell you what I want you to do. Isn't our God awesome? He can break that thing down so smooth so you can understand it. And he says, go get you 70 elders. And 70 people that you know are elders and would do. They are officials among the people, and the people will listen to them. And then you come to me, and I'm going to speak to you. And I'm going to take some of the power, my God, of the Spirit that is on you, that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding that he had given Moses. He took some of that off of him and put it on the other 70.
Wow. Wow.
From the 70 judges. I mean, every week we find out just how amazing our God is. My God, every time they grumbled in Christ, he did something about it. My God. Hallelujah. Just to make them happy, in essence, so to make Moses happy. Glory to God. Amen. He loved Moses. Nobody's going to make me believe he didn't love Moses, because Moses, he was a gentleman. Hallelujah. Amen. He was a gentleman, and he loved the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to calm down. I'm getting carried away. Calm down, calm down, calm down. Okay. Bless God. Hallelujah. That was Numbers 11 through 17. Now we're going to go to Deuteronomy 1. Yes, ma'am?
Amen. I would like to share something concerning that text.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want y'all to be mindful that it took the Lord to take his spirit and put it upon those that he wanted in leadership. And so that wasn't something that Moses did.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
God pretty much told Moses to choose suitable men.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to anoint them. He had to put his spirit on them. Because this work that we do in Christ, you just can't go grab a robe.
Oh, amen. No.
You can't just go grab a robe and then make yourself a leader. You know, God must anoint you to have power and anointing and authority over the things that he is setting you over. Amen?
Amen.
So we just have to be mindful. Some people say, Apostle, anoint me, anoint me. I'm ready for elevation. The fact that you saying that you're ready for elevation, you ain't ready for elevation. Because Moses did not want the task that God gave him. He didn't ask for it. You know, so many people are running around asking and looking, you know. David didn't want it. You know, so we just have to be mindful that God is watching. He's the all-knowing God. And he who anointed Moses, who put his spirit upon Moses, took his spirit that was upon Moses. So when you're serving up under leader, the spirit that is on that leader ought to be on you. Amen?
Amen.
That oil should be smeared upon you. Amen? Yes. If the leader is casting out devils and healing the sick, if that's the anointing, amen, and God had placed you in leadership, amen, we should be able to do the same miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so I just, I want you all to take note of that. Let God do it. Stay on your knees. Stay in the word of God. Amen. Stay in his faith. Stay obedient. Serve the leadership that he had put you under. Amen. Mm-hmm. Stay faithful. Because we're seeing through Moses that it's not an easy task.
You know,
ministering to people, caring for people, you know, especially people that are murmuring and complaining all the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And God says that when they murmur and complain against you, Moses, it's not really you, it's me.
Right.
That they're not happy with. Amen.
Yeah.
And so as the leaders are there to give you the mind of God, to help you to get developed, amen, in the things of God, that you can be mature, that you would know those things that are right from wrong, amen.
And so
when the Bible says murmuring, complaining is a sin, when we develop spiritually, we learn no matter what the situation may be, that God is making it work for our good, you know.
Yeah.
And so we may not like where we are, but we know that God is working it out. And so we just have to trust him. But that comes when your faith begins to mature in the word of God and you're able to hold on to that word and apply it. So I just want to encourage you all that no matter where you are, God truly started a good work. The same way he did with Moses in the deliverance of the children of Israel. And the same way he finished it with Moses, he's going to finish it. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to finish it. And when Apostle said that he loved Moses, Moses sinned against God. But God loved Moses so much that if you were to go to the book of Jude, the devil was coming for Moses' body when he died. But the archangel Michael fought the devil and told him, the Lord rebuke you, and hit Moses' body. Because God said, I don't care what Moses did. Moses belonged to me.
Hiya.
Did not turn Moses over. See, that's the mercy of God. He showed mercy to whom he chooses. That's why we have to be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be careful. And God must reveal who is his and who is not. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you know, that's a merciful, loving God that we serve. So, Apostle, I just wanted to share that because when you're leading people, even though there's a posture that we take before God and before the people, which is a humble servant being led by the Holy Spirit, that people also have to know how to take a posture. And then the Bible, these Bible truths tells us what not to do. You know, he gave the children of Israel didn't have no blueprint. We have a blueprint. They had to go through the motions, get corrected. Some of them died in the wilderness. You know, they went through the motions, but God loved us so much that he gave us a blueprint that we could look at the mistakes of others and how others had prevailed by faith. And we would know the way to take that we too can prevail with God. Amen. So just pay attention to what the apostle is teaching today and walk it out. Apply it to your life because this is God's mind towards you. This is He wants you to make it. He wants you to prosper. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, apostle. Amen. I release the line back to you.
Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah for putting it in there. Hallelujah, sharing your insight on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, and we should not mind people. If you know that they are true men and women of God, we shouldn't get upset when they try to tell us something. Okay, especially if we know it is for our good. If you know you don't know and you've been asking the Lord to show you, if he sends you somebody to show you, just say yes, Lord, and receive. Glory to God.
Amen.
And that's my own personal opinion. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Apostle, the Bible says that a fool despises wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. A fool despises wisdom.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So we have to, if God puts somebody in our life, we may not like it, but if it's right, amen, if it's God, if you could find it in the scripture, don't despise it. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I mentioned at the beginning of this that how you, a woman of God, how you will delegate things for people to do. You're even on the line. You know, I've heard you say, you know, who can I get to pray? And if you hear a voice, you say, I need you to pray. Sister, I heard Sister Cook, Sister Arden, you know, Sister Latasha, because Sister Latasha, since you gave it to me and put her with me on Monday, Tuesday night. Lord knows when she on there with me, I definitely use her because I can use some help sometimes. Her voice get tired. So I be wanting somebody. I don't want to stop. I'm not going to give the devil no play. So I try to persevere and go on and go on. But when the Lord can send you some help, by all means, take the help. Glory to God. So I know Moses was definitely excited when the Lord told him, you come and meet me, and I'm going to do this for you. I'm gonna break this down to you. How, even though Jethro had already broken it down to him, but even Jethro had sense enough to say, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't say, go do this just because he said it. And if that be the Lord's will, glory to God, ask him if that be his will. And then we learn what the Lord's will was. And he told him, meet me and let me talk to you and tell you how to do these things. And after you do that, then, hallelujah, that power that I'm giving you, I'm going to put on 70 other ones. I'm going to delegate some of that power that I've given you, that wisdom and that knowledge and that understanding, because he was, like I said, he was a humble man. And he saw God. He saw God in everything. And I'm always going to go back post Solomon. I love Solomon. But one thing Solomon asked the Lord when he first became king, he said, I need to know wisdom. I need to be able to decipher what's right and what's wrong when I come before your people. I want to be right. I don't want just to be just doing stuff just because I'm king. What is your desire? What would you have for me to do? So, over here, glory to God, in Deuteronomy 1, we're going to go there briefly. Let's go to Deuteronomy 1, chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. And I'm going to read for time's sake. At that time, I said to you, I am not able to bear you by myself. The Lord your God multiplies you, and behold, you are today as numerous as the stars of heaven. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he has promised. How can I bear by myself the weight and the burden of you and your strife? Choose from your tribe. Now he's gone to the children, and he's telling them what to do. This is Moses. Choose for your tribe. Wise, understanding, and experienced men. He gave them instruction what type of people to choose. Wise, understanding, and experienced men. And I will appoint them as your head. And you answered me, the thing that you have spoken is good for us to do. So I took the head of your tribe, wise and experienced men, and set them as head over you, commanders of thousands, commanders of hundreds, commanders of 50, commanders of tens, and officers throughout your tribe. And I charged your judge at that time, hear the cases between your brothers and judge rightly between a man and his brother or the alien who is with them. He was still giving instruction. You shall not be partial in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be intimidated by anyone, for the judgment is God. So we have to watch out, even us. We have to watch out to make sure we are doing right by the people of God. Hallelujah. Because the judgment is God. And the case that is too hard for you, he said, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. And I command you at this time all the things that you should do. So the Lord broke it down to Moses what he should do. Then he went and broke it down to the children what they should do, and they liked that idea. And then he broke them up like he said, and then he told them not to judge and not to be partial. If we can go back and remember that Samuel had two sons, glory to God, and because he was judge over Israel, he gave it to his sons to do it, and they was not right. They were not doing right. They was taking bribes. We ain't taking no bribes. So Moses is saying, this is from God. This is not even from me. You got to do like the Lord says. I got to do like the Lord says, because the Lord wants us to be fair. He wants us to be right. And then he even said, even if you have aliens, if you have slaves, whoever you have among you, you got to judge rightly. Amen. Because this is not, we said God. All this belongs to him. But the fact of the matter that he gave Moses some help. He gives us help when we ask for it. He will hear us. He will give us help. Glory to God. But we got to be willing to take the help when the help comes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I have a few questions before we get get near the end. My first question was, an apostle, you cannot answer. Amen. First question.
Amen.
Who was Jethro?
The father-in-law.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. So it says, the next question, what did Jethro observe, and what did he conclude from it? Anybody can answer this.
Oh, Jethro observed that he observed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go first, Sister Latasha?
No, you can go.
Amen. Jethro observed that the workload that Moses, as he watched Moses judge between the people,
mm-hmm.
as a mediator between the people and God, he discerned that Moses will burn out and that so will the people burn out too, that this was too
mm-hmm.
much for Moses
mm-hmm.
and amen. For the people.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. What advice did Jethro offer in order to help Moses? Anybody can answer that one.
I guess he offered help for Moses
mm-hmm.
so that Moses can kind of be able to delegate, I guess come up with different ways of releasing the load that Moses had.
Uh-huh.
So he was someone mm-hmm. that he could pretty much could confide in. So.
Okay. Okay. That was right. All right. Now,
you know what I loved about what Jethro added was yes, that he didn't just point out a problem. You
mm-hmm.
know, because a lot of people do that. They look at your life and they just say, this is a problem, that's a problem, this is a problem.
Right.
They tell you everything that's wrong, but Jethro had a revelation. He saw a problem and he had the solution to the problem. Amen.
Yes.
He offered a solution, you know,
yes.
if the Lord was willing. Amen. And so I Amen. Believe that we have to be mindful of who we allow to, you know, even point out what's wrong, because
mm-hmm.
I believe that God comes with a solution. I believe that God will give us a solution.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, we still have time now. I think, thank God, y'all answered these questions quick. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. My next question. What qualifications did he suggest Moses' helpers needed to possess? And I'm going to give you a hint because I read Deuteronomy. And I read off some of the things that they needed, some qualifications they needed to have.
He said that they needed to be worshipers of God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
we have to be mindful of who we put in place. So do they serve God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he say? He said
wise.
Yeah.
Understanding.
Okay, yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. His faith exceeded of many, if most, the Israelites. Let me see. Because I have it right here, judicial leader required to render decisions in cases. Right, and that's what I love. I want to stay on this question that Apostle Evie Wright asked, because I believe that it's important, and I believe it's what every leader in leadership needs. We have to be able to be wise. You
mm-hmm.
know, we should also be able to obey the word of God ourselves. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
amen.
Amen. And we have to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit as well. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find it because I had it here pertaining to the character Okay, here it is. Finally, Jethro said these men must hate covetousness, so they should not desire worldly things in that manner, or want what someone else has. Because if you have that type of spirit, then you may waver in your judgment. Amen. You could be brought, right? You may take the bribe or unjust gain. Men who could be influenced by the prospect of material gain must never be allowed to stand in judgment of others, okay? He also said that the men would act as judges in minor cases over more serious cases. Let's see what else it says. Oh, here's third. They must be men of truth, amen? Mm-hmm. And so Jesus said, I am the truth, amen? Mm-hmm. And so that means that they had to have the spirit of Jesus Christ. They had to be men of truth, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They must fear God. They must have a reverence for God.
Yes.
And they must be sincere followers of the Lord who would take their responsibilities before him seriously, showing utmost reverence, right?
Yes.
And they had to be faithful in their work. Amen. And so that's one of the things Apostle E.B. Wright said about Sister Latasha. That she told me she's been faithful, showing up, praying, doing whatever Apostle Evie Wright asked her to do. Amen. Yes. And so that right there is a great character of someone that you could consider, you know, faithful, a reverence for God. Amen. That right there was a good question, Apostle Evie Wright. We should consider these things when we are appointing people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one other person. Was Moses wise to accept Jethro's advice? And if he was, explain. If you think he was, explain it.
I think Moses was wise because as a servant under his father-in-law, you tend to learn wisdom by just watching and seeing how this person go about their life and how they run their house. So I believe that Moses was able to, a lot of things in his character, he learned from watching Jethro. And because of that, Moses was able to, you know, learn wisdom. That wiseness and the wisdom came in to play because of maybe under leadership, you know. Under leadership, you're able to be groomed and you're able to kind of pick up on, you know, what character you should have and how to be and what not to do and things like that. Have a pattern, a template as to which way to go about, you know, and that comes from just observing, you know. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, in Moses' time as a leader, you have to have someone that you can confide in or even ask a question or wisdom, because when you have someone that have more experience, they can kind of guide you and steer you as to which way and how to go, because they've gone through those experiences or even maybe have the wisdom that you don't have yet. I took that from that, you know, being obedient, just being under the leadership to receive wisdom, you know, be enlightened from that.
Yes.
I received that today.
Amen. That was a good answer. Thank you, Sister Latasha.
Amen.
All right. If I have anything else to say, so I'll take a break and then come back. Do you have anything else to say about the lesson?
I do agree with Sister Latasha. I do believe that he did, that it was good advice and that it was for him to take the advice, because he said, you know, it should be God's will, you know. And there was nothing that Jethro spoke that was against God, the mind of God toward
Moses' leadership. That was the very character that Moses was walking in. He reverenced God, you know, had to be a man of truth. And, you know, so those were characteristics that Moses already had. So, yeah, I believe that it was good advice. But like he said, still seek the Lord. And so and then God spoke, like Apostle E.B. Wright had us to read Numbers, and God set up civil government right there. Amongst the children of Israel. He set up, and listen, government is not new to God. The angels, there's an order, rank, and protocol when it comes to the angels, amen? And in every government, they're in every aspect of kingdom, whether it's the animal kingdom, our kingdom, whatever it is, God
whatever
has set up order.
Come
there
on.
It is.
Amen.
God has set up order. And there you go, there you go. And when you diminish, when you diminish order and rank, you diminish protocol, and you can diminish the power of God. And so that's why it's very important for us to know God's order rank, because order and rank equals protocol. That's what it equals.
Amen.
Order and rank equals protocol. Amen.
Yes.
And so yeah,
it
was a really good lesson, and we ought to set up the same type of judicial leadership within the ministry, you know, not when it's not a heavy load, but when it becomes a heavy load, as God had Moses to put people in place with the proper character, with the proper character and reverence for God and men of truth, we should also begin to set people in place. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
As the leader of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This was an awesome lesson. I just try not to get so carried away because y'all know I will. I tell myself, calm down. I be over here putting my hand, saying, calm down, fanning myself. So praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and exit the line and come back at 1 o'clock y'all time, 12 o'clock my time. Be back on the line if you can. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
God bless.